Okay, so the smart home, right? It promises this ultimate convenience, everything at our fingertips.
Yeah, but there's that nagging feeling, isn't there, about the hidden cost?
Exactly. Our personal data. So today we're diving deep into privacy and the Internet of Things, IoT devices.
And we want to explore if maybe you can have those compelling smart features without, well, sacrificing your privacy.
How though?
We'll be looking at why relying on the manufacturer's cloud services, for your smart cameras, voice assistants, why that can be pretty problematic.
Okay.
And then we'll introduce this different approach. It's called self-serviced IoT, or SSIoT.
SSIoT, got it.
Yeah, it's an alternative that puts you back in control. And surprisingly, often saves you money too.
Interesting. So let's unpack the problem first. I've always wondered about the data these things collect. What are we actually talking about?
It's a really good question. And it varies, but often it's highly sensitive stuff, like images from inside your house, video feeds, audio recordings from voice assistants, your actual home life, basically.
Oh, and where does it typically go?
Well, usually it gets sent straight out of your home to clouds managed by the manufacturer for processing. Think services like Ring Protect or Nest Aware.
Right.
And what's kind of fascinating, or maybe worrying, is that once that data leaves your home network and lands on their servers, you've completely ceded control.
So you lose, say, over how it's stored, processed, maybe even how the company uses it.
Precisely. It's not just about privacy in theory. It becomes about ownership too.
Yeah, that feels unsettling. It's not just hypothetical, is it? We've heard stories.
Absolutely not hypothetical. We've seen real incidents reported, things like company employees actually accessing user video feeds, or, simple human errors leading to data getting mixed up between users. Or worse, like big centralized breaches that expose everyone's information at once.
Same people are worried about this, right?
Definitely. User studies consistently show people want more transparency, more control over their data from these devices. But until recently, the options were pretty limited.
Okay, so if that's the problem with the traditional way, how does this self-serviced IoT, this SIoT, actually work? How does it give us back control?
Right, so SSIoT uses a kind of hybrid setup, a local hub in your home, but also the cloud.
Okay, but isn't that the same problem, sending data to the cloud?
But here's the twist. Instead of relying only on the manufacturer's specific cloud, it uses general-purpose cloud platforms. Think function as a service or FaaS.
Phase like Amazon AWS Lambda, maybe.
Exactly like Lambda or similar services. These are powerful for heavy computing tasks. Think complex AI, video analysis, things that would frankly overwhelm a little hub sitting in your house.
That makes sense for getting the processing power, but how does that keep me in control? Where's the privacy guarantee?
That's the absolute key difference. You keep end-to-end control. Here's how. Your local SSIoT hub encrypts the data before it even leaves your house.
Okay, encryption, standard practice.
Yes, but then it sends that encrypted data to the FaaS cloud function. Now, that cloud function, it can't do anything with it on its own. It needs a decryption key
And where does it get the key?
from your separate, independent SSIoT key management service, the KMS. You control the KMS.
Ah, I see. So the cloud service has to ask my system for permission, essentially, for the key to unlock the data just for that specific task.
Precisely. Think of the KMS as like your personal digital vault for the keys. The cloud function gets temporary access only with a key you provide via your KMS, only for the applications you authorize. Your data isn't just sitting there readable by the service provider.
That sounds way more robust. Is setting up something like a KMS complicated for an average user, though?
The aim is definitely to make it user-friendly, build on concepts people might already know from smart hubs, but just adding that crucial security layer that you manage. It's about getting those advanced features without needing, an IT degree.
Okay, that shift in control is huge. But what about practicality? You mentioned local hubs hitting limits.
Right. And that's another place SSIoT really helps. Your typical local-only hub, maybe a Raspberry Pi or something similar, it struggles pretty quickly. Maybe it can handle like two, three, four apps running at once,
Yeah.
especially if they involve complex machine learning.
Yeah, I can see that.
SSIoT, because it can offload those heavy tasks to the powerful PHY infrastructure, well, it scales incredibly well. The research showed it handling over 16 concurrent applications easily.
16. That's a big jump. Now, the question everyone asks, cost. This sounds advanced, maybe expensive. You hinted otherwise earlier.
Yeah, and this is where it gets really interesting. It's surprisingly cost-effective.
How so?
Okay, take a smart doorbell, something doing similar work to, say, a Ring doorbell with its subscription. With SSIoT, the running cost could be less than $10 a year.
A year compared to?
Compared to typical manufacturer plans that are often $6, $10, even $20 a month.
Wow. Okay. That's significant.
It is. And get this. You could process something like 98,000 machine learning requests on the Feis platform for just $1. Because Feis is paper invocation, you only pay for the exact compute time you use. No fees when it's idle.
98,000 for a dollar. And does it always use the cloud?
No, and that's clever too. It uses what's called opportunistic offloading. If your local hub can handle a task quickly enough and has the resources free, it does it locally. It only sends tasks to the cloud when it needs that extra power or the local hub is busy.
So it balances automatically.
Yeah, dynamically.
Yeah.
And that approach saves an extra 15-20% on costs by using local processing whenever possible.
Okay, so it seems like a really practical way to get the best of both worlds, the convenience, the smart features, but with actual control over your data and potentially saving money.
That's exactly the idea. It puts the power back in your hands.
This deep dive really highlights that maybe we don't have to make that trade-off between smart convenience and, you know, fundamental privacy.
Absolutely. It shows you can retain control over your digital footprint, your sensitive data, without giving up on advanced features or that peace of mind.
It makes you think, doesn't it? This whole concept of self-service, where you manage your data's keys, even when it's processed elsewhere, how could that idea change our relationship with technology beyond just the smart home? Could it give us more agency in our wider digital lives?
That's a great question.
Something to definitely mull over. We'll leave it there for this deep dive.